This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أوصيكم وإياي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته All praise due to Allah Rabbul Alameen, the creator of all things, the one who guides those who seek his guidance, the one who are sincere in worshipping Allah Rabbul Alameen will be rewarded by Allah with Jannah. Brothers and sisters, being a Muslim is part of our duty to always pray for another Muslim. Tonight, inshallah, we begin with a prayer for the father of Madiha, sister Madiha. That is the father-in-law of brother Nabil, one of our jama'ah, who passed away yesterday. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. He was here spending some time, having some treatment, and he left for Jeddah. Another 2 days, he passed away. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught his ummah, when some Muslim pass away, we should at least make prayer and ask Allah to forgive their soul. Istaghfiru li akhikum. This is the order of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whether we know him or not, all Muslims are like one big family. We always pray for each other, especially those who have passed away. So let us begin with the prayer for Muhammad Tahqiq. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad kama sallayta ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma qfil lahu وارحمه وعافيه واعف عنه وأكرم نزوله وواسع مدخله واغسله بالماء والثلج والبرد ونقيه من الخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. اللهم أبدله دارا خيرا من داره وأهلا خيرا لأهله. اللهم أدخله جنتك وأجره من عذاب القبر وعذاب النار. اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا. اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان. اللهم لا تحرمنا ajrahu wala tudillana ba'dahu. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azaban nar. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Amin ya rabbil alamin. We ask Allah rabbil alamin to forgive the soul of brother Muhammad Tahqiq. May Allah shower his mercy and forgive him all the sin that he have committed, whether it's minor or major. Allah the all forgiving and Allah the all merciful. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to replace him with a better life than the life that he have in this world. And we ask Allah Rabbul Alameen to enter him to paradise. Ameen. Especially whoever passed away in the month of Ramadan, who believe that Ramadan is wajib. Even he can't fast because he was not well, but he had been fasting when he was well. Whoever died in the month of Ramadan is one of the signs of Husnil Khatima, a good ending. Ameen. Brothers and sisters, while we are asking Allah to forgive one Muslim brother, the Prophet ﷺ never forget to teach us to make dua for all Muslims. With the second prayer, Allahumma qfili hayyina wa maytina, is our prayer for all Muslims who are still alive and those who have passed away among our family members, our father, our grandfather, our mother, our sibling who have passed away before all of us, who passed away as a Muslim. Those who are present today with us in our Qiyam, and those Muslims who are not present with us tonight, we also ask Allah to forgive them. We ask Allah to forgive the male and the female among us, the young and the old among us. And we keep on hoping and asking Allah, if Allah have ordained that we are going to die later, of course we are going to die later. If you are dead, you are no more here. We ask Allah to make us die with a good ending. But if Allah qadar that we are going to live longer, that we do not know how long more, we ask Allah to make us live as a Muslim, who act like a Muslim, who talk like a Muslim, who dress like a Muslim, who eat like a Muslim, who drink like a Muslim, and do whatever that please Allah Rabbul Alameen. Without failing, we ask Allah Rabbul Alameen not to forbid the living, especially the member families of Muhammad Tahqiq, to keep on having all the good memories that the father have left behind for his children. And also his good reminder and knowledge that he has shared with his friends. And also we ask Allah to guide the family members of Allah Yarham Muhammad Tahqiq. Maybe when he was around, he is there to protect them, to guide them, to provide for them. Now he is no more there. We ask Allah Rabbul Alameen to protect the family so that they will not turn astray because the father is no more there with them. Brothers and sisters, in life, sometimes when the head of the family is still alive, they seem to have some kind of wisdom to unite all the family members. But when the head of the family is no more there, it is really a test for the whole family. By right, the next elders should lead the family members. When the father is still alive, let the father take the leadership. When the father passed away, the mother will come in handy and lead the family members. And after that, the elders will come in. And that's how we move on, living as a jama'ah in the family. It is not wise and is not right for all the children only are together when their parents are alive. And once the parent is no more there, they don't stay like one big family anymore. Everybody is busy with their own lives. This is not the Islamic value. The Prophet ﷺ did mention, لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ لَمْ يُوَكِّرْ كَبِيرَنَا. You cannot be one of the ummah of Prophet Muhammad ﷺ if you do not respect the elders. When the elders is around, it is our duty to honor them, to respect them. We do remember one of the hadiths, a very famous hadith for Ramadan. That one day the Prophet was going up, stepping up the minbar, and he just said Ameen 3 times. And then he stepped down. The companion was a bit surprised that the Prophet never said anything when he was on the top of the minbar, except they only heard him saying Ameen once, Ameen twice, Ameen 3 times. Companion will not stop thinking and making their own conclusion. So they asked the Prophet, what really happened today? So the Prophet explained, and one of the Ameen is, Angel Gabriel was making dua to Allah, asking Allah, Angel Gabriel asking Allah not to allow us to enter paradise. Can you imagine Angel Gabriel asking Allah not to allow us to go to paradise? And you know, Angel Gabriel is the most closest angel to Allah, and Allah entrusts this only one angel to deliver all his wahyu to all the prophets and the messengers. Allahu Akbar. These angels, Gabriel, known to our Christian brothers as the Holy Spirit. Or you want to call another term, the Holy Ghost. And Prophet Muhammad, the last messenger of Allah, the one that Allah loved him so much, and Allah put a condition, whoever said that he loved me, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهُ, whoever said he loved Allah, is not enough by saying I love Allah and that's it. No. Allah immediately remind his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to say to this group of people who love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. That there is one condition from Allah to accept our love, that we must follow his messenger Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then only Allah will love us. Meaning nobody can be loved by Allah just by bypassing Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ignoring Muhammad, you cannot be loved by Allah Rabbil Alameen. That's how important our relationship with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when Allah loves you, يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, he will forgive all your sins, inshallah. The best man, Ameen, the dua of Gabriel. Gabriel is so close to Allah. And the man that Allah chose to be his last messenger said, Amin. What is the dua? What is the prayer from Gabriel? If we still have parents who are still alive, we are so busy with our own life, with our own dunya, we ignore them. We forgot that they need our care. We forget all these things. We are not dutiful to our parents who are still alive, when they have showered us all the mercy, all the love that we need when we were young. They never abandoned us, but when they are old, we abandon them. You are not dutiful to them. Then Gabriel said, don't let them enter paradise. Brothers and sisters, we have been blessed. If we still have parents, not the parents who are healthy, the parents who are healthy, alhamdulillah, they don't bother you. They know you are big, they let you do what you want to do. They know how to take care of them. But still, you must be dutiful to them. Care for them. Love them. If you can't see them every day, give them a call. You can call your friend. You can call so many people. Can you give a call to your dad, to your mom? How are you, mom? Have you had your lunch, dinner? We know they have been having dinner all the time. Just to show them that you care. These are something that is very, very important in the Islamic tarbiyah, adab. If we don't do that, then we are worried that we'll be in the same category of this hadith. So try your best, brothers and sisters, whoever still have parents, be happy and make them happy. How to make them happy? Ask them. That's all. Ask your dad, your mom, how can I make you happy? Don't make them happy in the way you want, because they will hurt them more. You have to ask them, be humble. It's not difficult. Brothers and sisters, may Allah Rabbul Alameen guide us. The Prophet did mention in one of the signs of the hour, I just shared with you a short one, that there will come a time that we will be so close to our friend and we are so far from our parent. There will come a time we are very close to our friend. We have time for our friend, but we have no time for our parent. That is the sign of the hour. There is one of the sign of the hour. And the Prophet ﷺ also mentioned in other hadith about other signs of the hour, and we are aware of that, is the great deal of killing. Islam is here to save soul, but there will come a time there will be a lot of killing. Abu Huraira said that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the meaning of this hadith, by the one in whose hand is my soul. They mean the Prophet is saying that all souls belong to Allah. This world will not come to an end until there come a day when the killer will not know why he killed, and the one who was killed will not know why he was killed. It was asked by the Prophet ﷺ companion, how can that be? He said, Al-Harj, Al-Harj. This is the term the Prophet used. Al-Harj means there are a lot of killing. But the ending of this hadith from Sahih Muslim, the Prophet said, the killer and the slain will both be in hellfire. the killer and the one who's been slain, both will go to hell. Now let us go back and look at the history. The killing among the believers, number one, Muslims, began with the murder of Osman. Even Omar was murdered too, but everything is still under control. But after the murder of Osman, then their wars begin to increase with no reason. It just happened. Thousands of people became a victim to the war. With the destructive weapons that are used today, in those terrible war, let us go back very briefly. World War number one, 15 million killed. Majority are the innocent. World War II, 55 million killed. Based on the historical record. Vietnam War alone, in Vietnam, 3 million people was killed. Russian Civil War, 10 million killed. Spanish Civil War, 12 million killed. Iraq, Iran, the Gulf War. First Gulf War, 1 million killed. There is Iran-Iraq War. The second invasion of Iraq, more than 1 million killed. Brothers and sisters, if you ask most of the soldiers who are involved, why do you go and kill these people? They do not know why. They just follow order. Can you imagine what is happening to the world today? If we do not have a religion to guide you, you become the servant, the slave of human. One of the ayah was recited by one of the imam. The surah is in Surah An-Nisa, where Allah said, "Ya ayyuhallazina amanu ati Allah wa ati Rasul wa ulil amri minkum." Oh, you believe in Allah, obey Allah without any condition. Unconditioned. Obey the Prophet, unconditioned. Then obey your leader, as long the leader obey Allah and the Prophet. Allah do not allow us to kill innocent people. You cannot do that. Killing one innocent people is just like killing whole mankind. Nobody give you the right to do that. Killing yourself also is haram. Even this is your own life, you want to kill your life, who care? But that also is haram. Whoever, the Prophet said that whoever go up to the mountain and jump down and kill himself, in the day of judgment, Allah will make a mountain for him, and every time he'll go up and throw himself down and be killed. And then Allah give him a new life again, he will have to climb up the mountain and jump again. Until the time where Allah says, enough is enough. If a person who drink poison and kill himself, Allah will prepare that poison for him in the day of judgment. In hell, Allah still prepare poison for him. And he keep on drinking the poison and go through all the pain and suffering before he died. Then Allah give him life again and will drink the poison again and keep on drinking. A person who take a knife to commit suicide and kill himself, cut his belly, Allah will prepare a knife for him to cut himself in the day of judgment. Even he is in hell now, Allah still want him to go through all this suffering. Why? You don't even have the right to kill yourself. How about killing other life? It's forbidden. It's haram. And that's why the killer and the one who's been slain can go to hell. How can that be? we will discuss about that in the coming nights. What is important, brothers and sisters, let us try our level best to obey Allah, follow the Prophet, and to obey our leaders. One of the leaders at home is your father. Second, your mother. If your father and mother is not around, the elders in the family. It can be a sister, if she is the eldest, or a brother. As long as she or he is the eldest, she lead the family. That's how it goes. Honor the elders. Respect the elders. Then you become one of the ummah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah forgive all our weaknesses for those who are so busy with their own thing and have no time to be close to their parent who is not well, especially. Please spend more time so that we don't regret. For those our parent is still healthy, also keep close to them, because death can come to any one of us. It's just like the father of our brother, the father-in-law of Nabil. He was here with the family. They flew back. 2 days, he passed away. It just happened like that. The same go to our parent who are still alive today. We do not know. But try to make them happy. When you make your parent happy, you make Allah happy. When you make Allah happy, you will be happy, inshallah. May Allah make us, all of us, have a happy family. Amin. Ya Rabbul Alamin. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaih. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. And we need help. WLG 6354. Of course, now we are ending now. So please try to help to ease the traffic, inshallah. Jazakallah khair.
Assalamualaikum.